sing that song. Number one in our hard-covered books, Oh, Worship the King. Great. Let's stand together while we sing. Number one. Hallelujah. Praise God. Presence of such a wonderful Savior. And Lord, we pray that as we open our hearts to you this morning, that you will fill us with wonder. You are wonderful, Lord. And we pray that you'll fill every one of us with the wonder of Jesus today. We pray that you'll bless all of the churches that are represented here and throughout our fellowship and other fellowships, Lord. They're all your fellowship, Jesus. And we pray that you will manifest yourself to your people today as they come to worship you. Bless every minister, every Sunday school teacher. Lord, we pray that you will anoint, that you will speak, Lord, that you will find channels through which you can flow and have your way today. Lord, we want you to be satisfied with what you're able to accomplish on this day. And so, Lord, we just commit ourselves to you, and we trust in your working to bring glory to Jesus Christ. In your precious name we ask it. Amen. You may be seated. Let's sing that song that we just sang the chorus of. I think it's number 41. Same book, number 41. And let's sing that first verse again about our King.
Jesus, my King, my wonderful Savior, my everything, my salvation.
Jesus. Hallelujah. We never have to rush through a meeting. We wait upon the Lord. As we worship Him, we look for Jesus to come to us. And then when He comes, then we just enjoy Him. Praise God. I'm glad that we don't have to move from one thing to the next. We have some time that we can just enjoy His presence and just worship Him from the heart. These times of praise, some are familiar with this way of worship. Others perhaps worship a little bit differently in their churches. But we all have our ways of praising God. And I like these times when we can just from our hearts tell Him that we love Him, thank Him. I don't know what's going on in your heart while you're praising the Lord. The Lord knows all about that. He knows what you're thanking Him for. He knows what you're trusting Him for. He knows why you're praising Him. He knows that you love Him more now than you did a year ago. And so that's very personal between you and the Lord. But we all can join in and express our love to God like that. And so I'd encourage you to enter in as you're doing already. Keep it up. And as we worship Him, let's look for Jesus to come to us. Sometimes He comes so near that it just puts a stillness over us. Well, that's never a waste of time. That's Jesus responding to our worship. And He does some of the most precious work while we just wait before Him. And so let's just relax and enjoy the presence of God today. If God puts something on your heart, be sure to share it. This isn't our meeting, this is His meeting. No, it's different. When you go to church to get a blessing, well, then you go whenever you feel like it, when you need a blessing. But if you go to church because Jesus, we want to glorify Him, well, then it's important that we go and we give Him the praise that He's worthy of. Praise God. So I encourage you, let's continue to worship the Lord. See what He has for us this morning. I'm sure that He won't disappoint us. He never does. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 I love you, Lord. Who can cheer the heart like Jesus? Verses. We stay in that key. We're happy with it. Praise God.
Every
hand supply. Every need. I don't know what your need is today. Jesus knows better than you yourself. The supply comes from His hand.
Hallelujah.
The solution is the same for every one of us. Draw nigh unto God. He will draw nigh unto you and supply your every need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Special way. Pour out your Holy Ghost upon us, Lord, as we sit here waiting for you to come. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. We know that you have something great and wonderful for us, Lord, and we just want to receive it. Oh, God, I pray that you would prepare our hearts, oh, God. Oh, give us all that we have, Lord, that we need, Lord. Bless us, I pray, oh, God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. a song for us. Let's keep in touch with the Lord as they sing.
Praise God.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Glory to God, Jesus, we worship,
mentioned this yesterday morning at table worship, and most of you weren't there. I can get away with mentioning it again. I was so relieved one time I was reading a book, and it said that Jesus often repeated some of the same truths to different crowds. So now when I repeat my sermons, I don't feel like I'm doing something wrong. But you know, one time someone was giving a talk about King David. What a wonderful king he was. And he told the story from that passage where David was near the town of Bethlehem, where he grew up. And Saul and his armies were camped out there. They were hunting David down. And David just, I don't know, said in passing, it seems like, "Oh, I'd love to get a cup of water from that well there in Bethlehem." He probably was reminiscing when he was a boy. After playing with his friends, they'd go over to that well, and the water was so cool and clear. The Bible doesn't tell us that David and his men were dying of thirst or anything like that. It was just some little passing fancy that David had. I don't think he expected anybody to do anything about it. But there were three men who heard what David said, and they snuck into the enemy's camp there in Bethlehem. And somebody lowered the bucket, and they brought back to David a cup of water from the well in Bethlehem. They risked their lives to bring their future king just a glass of water, because he, in passing, said, "Boy, that would be great to have." And then the person that spoke about this said, if those three men were that loyal to David that they were willing to risk their very lives to satisfy his smallest desire, how much more should we, as servants of the King of Kings, give ourselves fully to his call and do anything we can to bring him pleasure? That really impressed me. When David received that water, he wouldn't drink it. Nobody deserves such loyalty and allegiance as that. That belongs to God. And so David poured out that water as an offering to the Lord. He was the only one that deserved such dedication and loyalty. David realized that. We ought to learn something from that. If those men were willing to risk their life like that for their king, earthly king, human king, how should we live? And what wouldn't we do to satisfy the heart of the most wonderful king that we could have ever imagined, the Lord Jesus Christ? Praise God. Lord, we pray that you'll give us a devotion to you like that. Lord, not just to say that you're our king, but to really own you as our king. And to give ourselves fully to you. Lord, we make us to live that you may be glorified, that your kingdom may come, your will may be done. Lord, we pray that the smallest desire that you may have, that it will be our delight to satisfy in whatever way we can. Jesus, we pray that you'll make us loyal subjects that are so given to you, Lord, that people marvel when they see how much we love Jesus and how we rejoice to serve him and to suffer for him. Whatever his call may be, we count it a high and holy calling and a great privilege to serve our King. Praise God. And Lord, we know that as we do that and we submit ourselves to your authority, that you do cause your kingdom to come into this world and you do glorify your name in and through us. And so let that be so in each one of our lives. We thank you for the call. And we thank you for the grace to follow that call. And for the privilege of being among those chosen to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Praise God. Now let others feel free. I know there are those that God has put something on your heart. And you ought to feel free to share it with us, so that we can glorify God with you.
That's a very, very difficult statement, Brother Ken, when you have that to ministers sitting there. It's like saying, take 5 minutes. I was rummaging around in the Old Testament a while back and came across an interesting story. You know it well. Moses takes the children of Israel out of Egypt. They had prayed. They had sought the Lord that God would give them a deliverance. And God delivered them. They left Egypt. They got loot. They got the gold and the silver. And now they're out in the wilderness. And they get to the Red Sea. And there they are, rejoicing that God answered their prayers. Oh, we're free. We're out. We got it made now. All of a sudden they turn around, and there's the Egyptian army. And the Egyptian army was coming out to kill them. I'm sure somebody in that group said, wait a minute, this is God's answer to our prayers. You know, sometimes God answers your prayers in a messy way. You know that. He answers, but you got to work through that. You got to go through that. Just because you pray and God answers doesn't mean it's like that. You got to work through certain things of life and see that thing through to the end. And the children of Israel got very, very upset. They started to complain and so forth and so on. And Moses told them to hold fast and to stay steady, that God was going to take care of it. And then here in the 14th chapter, the 15th verse, Moses looks to God, and then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying to me? What are you complaining about? What are you getting upset over? Tell the Israelites to move on. Didn't I tell you what to do? Didn't I let my will be known to you? Raise up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the waters." What God was saying to Moses, "Moses, what do you have in your hand? You have a staff." Now, Moses used that staff. It had turned into serpents. He had held it over, and the waters of Egypt had become blood. The plagues had come. Moses had the power in that staff. And God was saying, "Remember what I've done for you. Instead of talking to your God about your problems, talk to your problems about your God." Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Did you hear what I said? We're so busy talking to God about our problems, why not talk to our problems? How great is our God?
Amen.
We worship Him. We magnify Him. What are you worshiping Him for? What are you magnifying Him? Because He is great. Amen. He is powerful.
Hallelujah.
How many have had a healing in their lives?
Amen.
How many have had a miraculous circumstance? These are the things that... And that's what God was saying. "Moses, what are you complaining about? You got a staff." That was God's sign to Moses of who He was and how big He was. We have a big God. And whatever you're facing, start talking to the problem. Speak to this mountain and it shall go. It's about time we say, "Wait a minute. My God is greater than every mountain that we face. And He's given us a staff. He's given us the remembrance. And that's what He was telling them. "Remember, Moses, how I miraculously brought you out time and time again." And that is our God. Our God is faithful. He is faithful. He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when you and I start recounting that, remembering, that's why I love to come to camp. Because it was right about here that I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I was there and I was worshiping the Lord, and then the power of God came down, and I was laying here, and I was a holy roller. I was rolling all over the place speaking in tongues, and two or three hours later, Paul would remember that they carried me out. I was drunk in the Spirit. Drunk in the Spirit. See, we remember that. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is real. I've been healed. It's real. God talks to me. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
God, well, you say that to some people, they want to call the good humor man. You know what I mean, the fellas in the white coats. Think about that. God is real.
Amen.
He's real with you in your situation and your problems. He knows what you need in healing. He knows what you need financially. He knows what you need in every aspect of your life. And it's time we start. "Wait a minute, problem? I've been here before. My God brought me through. Situation, I've been here before. God brought me. He's going to bring me through again." What is it in your hand, Moses? It's your staff. Remember the goodness of your God.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
How great is our God. How great is His name.
Bless those campers, Lord, now that they're home. We pray that You will just keep them following Jesus. We pray that You'll continue Your good work in their lives. We know that there are others now that You will send, bring into their life, that will help them in their pursuit of You. We pray, Lord, that You will take the things that they've heard, these precious truths, and cause them to take root in their lives and bring forth fruit in its season. Lord, we thank You for arranging for them to be here. Thank You for working in them all the time that they were among us. And thank You, Lord, for going before them to open the way for them to
find Jesus in a greater way now. We commit them to you in the covering of your precious blood. From the youngest child to the oldest of them, we pray that Jesus will lead them on. We ask it in your precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing Take My Life and Let It Be. That's number 258 or is it 358? 358. The theme for Pilgrim Camp this year among the staff is kept for the Master's use. And each staff member has received a devotional book, excerpts from that book by Frances Havergal. Kept for the Master's use. And she takes this song and she not only in her song says, take my life, but in her book she says, keep my life. And she goes through each stanza that way. And so today I believe you should have read your first passage. Take my life, keep my life. And so this song has come up here and there throughout the period, and I thought today would be a good day to sing it again with our new staff. Number 358. Let's bring our offering to the Lord while we sing. Today's offering, as I mentioned yesterday, is for the purpose of helping children come to camp. And so it'll be put into our children's fund and used for God's glory. So let's stand together and sing number 58 as our friends wait upon us for our morning offering. Sing. It's not here in this book, but many of us know it. Take my love, my God, I pour at thy feet. It's treasure store. Take myself, and I will be ever only all for thee. If you know it, sing it along with us.
Take my